Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Neighbors are waking up to a crime scene this morning at an apartment complex in Raleigh. What we know about an overnight stabbing.
A tree topples over onto cars in a North Raleigh neighborhood, blocking a street. Michael Grace is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker for us.
And Fayetteville police have identified the name of a young woman who was shot and killed at this Valero gas station in Fayetteville. We're live from the scene with the new details.
And our muggy meter on the steamy side today, and then tropical. I'll show you when our heat index could be above 105.
I thought Hurricane Ida was the benchmark. This is a new benchmark.
Severe weather continues to plague the Northeast. Rescue crews will be out again this morning as communities from New Hampshire to Vermont deal with major flooding. The images that continue to come out of those states are just incredible to see. We'll have the cleanup efforts for you that are underway right now. But thanks for joining us on your Monday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And some of the travel troubles that were associated with that as well.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Where we are right now and what's ahead in the next few days.
Looking at 70 as you're stepping out the door here in downtown Raleigh. 68 degrees is our dew point. And that's still way up on the muggy side. It may drop on down into the mid-60s as we get into the afternoon, and that'll keep the heat index from being too high. It'll feel like mid to upper 90s this afternoon instead of triple digits. Again, it is a small distinction, that's for sure. Looking at mostly cloudy skies right now, we'll see the clouds dissipating. These clouds are fairly thin. Some sunshine's trying to peek through it, but at least it's going to keep our temperatures from climbing as quickly this morning. 71 in Southern Pine, 77 now in Clinton, 76 in Rocky Mount, and 74 in South Hill. Our temperatures are close to 90 at lunch time, and then in the mid-90s, low to mid-90s for this afternoon. Today looks like it'll stay dry, but later in the week we get into a better chance for scattered storms. We'll go over the timeline of those coming up. Brian?
Here at 8:02, want to update you about this crash we've been following in the western part of Orange County. Two left lanes still blocked on 40 westbound right around Buckhorn Road between Eflin and Mebane, and you can see those heavy delays there leaving the Eflin area. Also seeing some heavy backups as you head out of Mebane and Alamance County back toward Eflin and Hillsborough. Right now on that eastbound side of I-40, we're picking up a 4-minute delay. Consider using 70 as a good alternate route this morning between Mebane and Hillsborough. Around the rest of the triangle, watching some delays building in both directions of 885 this morning in Durham between 147 and I-40. And a couple of crashes that we're following around Wake County. There's a crash with injuries over in Morrisville at Cary Parkway at Village Market Parkway there. Not seeing big backups, though, with that one. It looks like that one's mostly cleared. We are seeing some delays, though, on 440 westbound this morning, with backups beginning around the 87 interchange through Newbern Avenue and Capitol Boulevard out toward Wake Forest Road. About an 8-minute delay showing up overall there. As soon as you hit Wake Forest Road and Six Forks Road, you're in good shape heading toward Wade Avenue.
All right, thanks, Brian. Breaking news in Raleigh. Police are investigating a stabbing at an apartment complex. Officers and forensics teams are still at the scene there nearly 8 hours later. The call came in around 11:30 on Laodicea Drive. That's in the southeast part of the city. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live. Kelsey, what are you learning right now?
Yeah, right. So that stabbing happened here at this apartment complex on Laodicea Drive. You can see investigators still standing outside of the same apartment. They've been here for all night long. I just saw someone from the medical examiner's office come to the scene just before 7 o'clock. Our crews have been out here since about 1:30 this morning, and the forensics team joined police on the scene around 2:30 a.m., and we're still working to learn more about what happened, why it happened, and how badly someone could be hurt. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news also out of Raleigh. A neighborhood is completely blocked off right now after a tree crashed onto the street and several cars. This is all happening on Fiesta Way. It's off of Falls of Neuse Road. Michael Grace is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker right now. Michael.
Yeah, Jeff. Cleanup's still continuing. Got the chainsaws out, and they've been cutting parts of this tree. You can see it all the way across the road right behind me. Take a look at this footage from the WREL breaking news tracker of the scene. You can see debris all over the place, possibly some minor damage right there to that car. 9 people lost power after this tree fell. So Duke Energy also out here working to fix those problems. But this is going to possibly take hours this morning. So if you are living in this area or is area as part of your daily commute, definitely going to want to avoid it this morning. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And more breaking news, this time out of Fayetteville. A woman is found shot to death at a gas station, and she wasn't the only one hit. Police responded to the Valero on Bragg Boulevard around 1:30 this morning. And WREL's Laura Levine is there now. Laura, you've learned the name of the woman who was killed.
Michelle, Fayetteville police have identified the name of the victim as 19-year-old Danielle Gocher from Hope Mills. She was shot and killed right here behind me in this parking lot of the Valero gas station on Bragg Boulevard. Take a look at this video where you can really see the large police response as investigators collected evidence and the entire area was blocked off. Police say they got the shots fired call on Bragg Boulevard around 1:30 this morning. When they arrived, they found Gocher suffering from gunshot wounds. She died at the scene. Another victim showed up at a nearby hospital, and he has non-life-threatening injuries from the shooting. In this video, you can also see officers surrounding a car on the scene. That car was later towed away. At this time, it's unclear what involvement that car may have had in this situation or whether or not the two were inside the vehicle when this happened. We are working to learn more information about what led up to the shooting and if police have anyone in custody. Police say this does not appear to be a random incident. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Fayetteville.
This morning, a man who shot at police officers is in the hospital. We are working to confirm his name, his injuries, and exactly what happened in a Fayetteville neighborhood where the outside of a house was torn away. That's what a Ring camera captured, part of a 12-hour standoff in the Loch Lomond neighborhood of Fayetteville. Neighbors say it started back on July 4th when the man barricaded himself inside a home and started shooting at other homes. So far, police have only shared what happened Saturday night into Sunday morning. They say that man fired shots at them and hit 2 armored vehicles. The outside of the house is destroyed there. You can see clear inside. It's unclear what caused all the damage, but police say the man was hurt during the standoff and was taken to the hospital. A neighbor who didn't want to go on camera says this has her worried about her safety.
I should sell my house and move out of the neighborhood. That's what I feel right now. I mean, there's so much speeding around here. There's so much gunshots around here. There's so much drug activity and illegal activity. It's crazy. It's just insane.
People who live nearby say that man has a history of mental health issues, but has never done anything like this.
Rescue crews across the Northeast are working to bring people to safety after torrential downpours caused widespread flooding. Look at these images here. These are from Connecticut, where firefighters saved at least 6 people whose cars got stuck in those fast rising waters yesterday. And in Pennsylvania, the search is growing for a 2-year-old and her 9-month-old brother who were swept away by floodwaters on Saturday. Their mother and 4 other people died in that flooding. Their father and another sibling managed to make it to safety. The National Weather Service says most flood deaths happen in cars and urges you to never drive on flooded roads.
You'll see more school buses out on the roads today as classes are back in session for 5 year-round programs in Durham Public Schools. The district says it looks forward to welcoming its students and teachers back. Year-round schools started last week for Wake County.
A $30 billion plan to spend your tax dollars is still up in the air this morning, weeks after a big deadline at the General Assembly. That is where you were looking live this morning. North Carolina lawmakers are set to try again this week to reach a deal on a state budget. The spending plan for the current fiscal year was due by July 1st. However, Republican leaders in the state House and Senate are deadlocked over tax cuts and raises for state employees and teachers. In the meantime, the state continues to run on last year's budget, and Medicaid expansion continues to be on hold. They're hoping to reach a deal next month.
Tonight, Novo Nordisk is looking for its next steps for expansion in Johnston County. The company bought more than 100 acres of land near Clayton for nearly $7 million. At the meeting tonight, Johnston County commissioners will consider a rezoning request to let that company operate on the land. Novo Nordisk is one of the county's largest employers since beginning operations almost 30 years ago.
Coming up, an Alabama woman is home this morning after vanishing last week after calling 911 to report a toddler that was walking on an interstate. We'll break down the bizarre case next.
I'm extremely frustrated and exhausted.
A surfboard biting otter in California has once again evaded capture. Coming up, we hear from wildlife officials who have been tracking her for almost a month.
And the water is definitely the place to be this week. Our temperatures will be in the mid-90s all the way through the work week. But over the weekend, we have a bit of a drop in our temperatures. I'll show you what's changing coming up.
Welcome back on your Monday morning. A nice sunny start for you over North Hills. Time now is 8:13. It is feeling like summer out there. You're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. We are in the middle of July in North Carolina. It's feeling steamy out there, Elizabeth. Going to feel tropical later this week, too.
Yeah, we've got all that to deal with, for sure. We take a live look at Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill. We are seeing some cloud cover out there this morning. It's fairly thin. That sun's trying to peek through the clouds. The one nice thing about having the cloud cover is it keeps our temperatures from warming up quite as fast. We'll still likely make it into the low 90s for this afternoon. Even though it's cloudy, though, we're not likely to see any rain today. This high pressure system we'd be building in, keeping things nice and dry for us. So we'll talk about when we do have a good chance for rain. We take a look at our forecast here on Futurecast. We're dry. Even once we start to see some cumulus clouds developing in the afternoon, we're still not really looking at any rain developing with those cumulus clouds. We'll wake up on Tuesday to a mix of sun and clouds. And then by the afternoon, watch a few little cells pop up here and there. So it gives us a better chance for some isolated to scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday. We'll see that again on Wednesday and Thursday, too. Sometimes that helps to cool things down. Here's Wednesday. You can see right around lunchtime to around 2 o'clock. Sometimes that helps to cool us down, but we're really looking at a pretty hot week ahead. This is a look at our watering forecast. You know, we had all that rain on Friday, so we really caught up. Most of us saw, you know, well over 1 to 2 inches. Some saw as much as 4 to 5 inches. So we're looking good over the weekend. But we don't have a whole lot of rain in the forecast this week. About a 30% chance Tuesday and Wednesday, and a 40% chance on Thursday. Here's a look at Wednesday again. Sort of big picture, you can see that disturbance dropping in on us on Wednesday and kind of hanging around into the first part of the day Thursday. Maybe a few isolated storms Thursday afternoon. Right now, Friday looks pretty dry. We're going to see a little quick high pressure system building in to keep Friday on the drier side. And the weekend doesn't look too wet either, which is great for outdoor events, of course. Tracking the tropics, that tiny little thing sitting there in the middle of the tropics is subtropical depression Dawn. That means that it's really dissipated into just a very small storm with winds at 35 miles per hour. And normally we would, you know, kind of let it go, quit talking about it. But interestingly enough, by the middle of the week, it looks like it regains tropical storm status. Now, it may still be a subtropical storm. It's kind of wandering around out there in the Atlantic. I still don't think it's going to have any impact on land, but it's sort of interesting as it regenerates itself later on. 95 for tomorrow, 95 on Thursday. You know, we'll end up with a heat index well into the triple digits. And Thursday, possibly a heat advisory. I'll talk about how hot it's going to feel coming up, Brian.
It is just about 8:16 right now. New information about this crash over on the western side of Orange County. We've learned in the past few minutes now that all lanes are open. That crash has cleared there on I-40 between Eflin and Mebane. Still seeing some lingering delays in either direction, so it might be a good morning to consider using 70 as a good alternate route between Eflin and Mebane. About a two-minute delay showing up on that eastbound side of 40 from Mebane heading back toward the I-85, I-40 split there in the Hillsboro area. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good on major routes through Durham. 85 looks good through North Durham all the way out toward Butner. Just a little bit of a slowdown on 885 between the TW Alexander Drive area out toward Ellis Road, but it's improving a little bit. Around the rest of Wake County, just check with Raleigh 911, and there are not too many crashes that are still active scenes. It looks like there is a crash that they're getting cleared from the bottom of the ramp from 440 westbound onto Wake Forest Road. Right now, seeing a 7-minute delay overall on 440 westbound, with most of that between the Newbern Avenue area out toward Wake Forest Road. And as you come in from Wake Forest this morning, we're seeing about a 6-minute delay on that southbound side of Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540.
Brian, thanks. There's an Alabama woman who is back home now with her family after she disappeared for about 2 days. This went from a frantic search for Carly Russell Thursday to her showing up at her home on foot Saturday. Here's what we do know. The 25-year-old was on her way home from work last Thursday in Hoover, Alabama, and she called 911 to report a toddler walking on the side of an interstate highway. She also told a family member the same thing. When authorities showed up to investigate, there was no sign of her or a toddler. Adding to the mystery, authorities found her vehicle, some of her possessions, including her cell phone, and police are questioning her about what happened.
A key to fighting the deadly fentanyl crisis here at home could be sanctions abroad. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He plans to request sanctions on China as an add-on to the defense bill being debated this week. Schumer says this would specifically target fentanyl trafficking. He says sites across China are producing synthetic opioids and the government there is not interfering.
For years, Chinese laboratories have been cooking up formulas of death and freely producing and exporting lethal fentanyl to New York and to America.
Schumer says that he hopes to bring the measure to the floor this week. The sanctions have some bipartisan support. Schumer says he is optimistic it will pass.
People in Johnston County who are on kidney dialysis machines need to know about a change to the county's water supply. And here's why. Today, the county will be changing the disinfectant in the water from chlorine to chloramines, a combination of chlorine and ammonia. Officials say if you use a dialysis machine, you should talk to your doctor about this. The water may also be toxic to some fish, so those of you with fish tanks should also be aware and use additional treatment if necessary.
Fires in Southern California are causing evacuations as firefighters work to contain the spread. The brush fires, called the Galvian fires, have burned about 340 acres. At last update, the fire is 50% contained. 8,000 other acres burned and three other fires in Riverside County over the last 2 days. One firefighter was injured and was hospitalized.
Country music singer Jason Aldean says he is doing well now after leaving a concert because of heat exhaustion. This is a video posted to social media. It shows the singer running off the stage in the middle of a song right during a show Saturday night in Connecticut. Fans say the lights in the arena stayed on for about 20 minutes until it was announced Aldean would not be returning. Aldean posted an update yesterday saying he needed two IVs backstage after he left the stage. He was back on stage last night in New York. His tour will bring him to Raleigh next month.
People around the world are remembering actor, singer, and fashion icon Jane Birkin this morning. The iconic British-French star died over the weekend. Birkin's rise to fame began shortly after her arrival in Paris. That's where she fell in love with French actor and singer Serge Gainsbourg. The two gained international fame. Jane was the inspiration behind the famous Birkin bag by French luxury house Hermès. It is not clear what led to her death, but her health declined recently after she did suffer a stroke back in 2021. The seventh movie in the Mission Impossible franchise took the top box office spot in its opening weekend. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 raked in $80 million in its five-day domestic debut. It was less than the expected haul of $90 million or more, but the film still came on top in box office sales. The Tom Cruise action flick also took in $155 million overseas.
Police in Boston say they are searching for a man who was caught on camera stealing a truck with a baby inside. It's what happened next, though, that is now going viral. If you take a look at this video, you'll see the man driving the stolen truck to a street corner there. He stops and then places the baby right out there on the sidewalk.
Just another incident in Dorchester, in Geneva Avenue.
And police say the man you see here was initially on a bike and then decided to steal the truck. Investigators say the family had pulled over to check on their child. And while they were outside the car on the sidewalk, the man jumped in and took off. The vehicle was found about an hour later, and that man is still on the run.
A surfboard biting sea otter in Santa Cruz, California, has once again evaded capture attempts by wildlife officials. The five-year-old female otter is showing concerning behavior by approaching people. She has a history. A spokesperson for a Monterey Bay aquarium says the otter's mom was rescued in Santa Cruz. In 2016, the mom had reports of approaching people on kayaks and boats, but nothing to the extent of her daughter.
although we haven't observed her being aggressive towards people, she's really focused on the boards, or if they're wearing fins, she's focused on the fins. You know, we don't want to have a person accidentally bit.
Officials say when she is captured, she will undergo a health assessment and eventually be rehomed in a zoo or an aquarium. They're really cute, but sea otters, I think people think they're these like cuddly, cute little creatures. I don't think they're very nice. I don't think they have a good demeanor about them.
This was pretty territorial also.
Yes.
I mean, taking over the surfboards.
Yeah.
We have seen this go on and on with different people. And they're trying to track the same one. Hopefully they'll find it and see what's up.
What's going on with her?
A Raleigh bar is damaged after an SUV crashed right into the building. What police and people there who saw it are sharing about the crash at My Way Tavern.
And if you have a flight this morning, you may want to check its status. Extreme weather is still causing flight delays and cancellations nationwide this morning. Where things stand at RDU next.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are waking up to sunshine and warm temperatures in the 70s, but we're going to climb later on into the 90s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look across town.
Yeah, 76 in Wilson, 70 in Durham right now, 76 degrees in Fayetteville. I'm looking at cloudy skies across the area right now, but it's not likely to rain. We're going to see these clouds helping to keep our temperatures from climbing quite as quickly this morning as they might otherwise, but that's really going to be the only impact with that. The sunflowers are in almost full bloom at Dick's Park. If you're headed over to see them, I would definitely go in the morning. We're going to hit 89, 90 degrees by lunchtime, and we don't really cool back into the 80s until about 8 o'clock this evening. Brian?
Here at 8:27, some good news on the roads. It looks like all of the delays we were tracking earlier over in the Mebane area have cleared now. We had an earlier crash on I-40 westbound right around the Buckhorn Road area. All lanes open, and the delays have eased up nicely. Seeing just about a two-minute slowdown on that trip eastbound from Mebane back toward the Hillsboro area. Just a couple of crashes in Wake County. Some earlier delays lingering on 440 westbound as you approach Capitol Boulevard, but not adding too much to your overall commute there. And I-40 is looking good on that westbound side all the way through Wake County.
All right, thanks, Brian. Breaking news on a stabbing in Raleigh. Officers and forensics teams are surrounding a neighborhood. The call came in around 11:30 p.m. on Laodicea Drive in the southeast part of the city. We are working to find out who was hurt and how badly. And next on Fox 50, police are investigating a deadly shooting in Fayetteville. And then coming up next on Today, a closer look at beige flags, a popular new social media trend.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Following breaking news this morning out of Raleigh, police there are working this scene of an overnight stabbing, and a fallen tree is blocking off a Raleigh neighborhood. Also in Fayetteville, one person is dead after a shooting on Bragg Boulevard.
And, of course, it is July. We have tropical conditions in our forecast. I'll show you which day we can see a heat advisory.
Plus, severe weather is causing problems for travelers nationwide still this morning. We will take a look at how many delays and cancellations we're seeing right now at RDU as you look live there.
And if you're feeling lottery lucky, you might want to buy a Powerball ticket. Tonight, you have another shot at hitting the jackpot that is now close to breaking a record. A couple of jackpots still hanging out there in the balance.
Yes.
We are glad you're here with us, getting your Monday started, making us part of it. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, thanks for joining us on your Monday morning. It's feeling a little steamy out there.
Yeah.
Going to get to tropical later on in the week. It is July in North Carolina, so we expect this.
Certainly. It's responding as such. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're at 70 right now.
70 degrees. We're taking a live look at downtown Raleigh. Looking at a good bit of cloud cover out there right now, but those clouds are not going to bring rain later. later this afternoon. So, you know, this time of year, sometimes it's nice to have a bit of cloud coverage, kind of shields us from that sun. 68 is our dew point, so that's up there. But, you know, sometimes our dew point climbs as high as mid-70s. So it's, you know, a little bit lower than that, certainly. 71 Southern Pines, 77 Clinton, 76 in Goldsboro, Rocky Mount 75 right now up in South Hill, Virginia. Hour by hour, almost 90 at lunchtime. We climbed to 93 for our high this afternoon, which is actually not that far from normal. Our normal high temperature for this time of year is right at 91. We do have the chance for some scattered thunderstorms later in the week. I'll show you when coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news we're following out of Raleigh, where police are investigating right now at an apartment complex. There was a stabbing as officers and forensics teams are still on that scene nearly 7 hours later. The call came in around 11:30 last night on Laodicea Drive in the southeast part of the city. WRL's Kelsey Coffey was at that scene all morning.
The stabbing happened here at this apartment complex on Laodicea Drive. You can see investigators crowding around this one particular apartment. They've been in and out all night long. And I just saw someone from the medical examiner's office come to the scene before 7 o'clock. Our crews have been out here since about 1:30 this morning. You can see investigators working on the scene overnight. The forensics team joined police on the scene at around 2:30 this morning. We're still working to learn what happened, why it happened, and how badly someone could be hurt. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
And this news just into the WRL Live Center. Fayetteville detectives on the scene in this 2000 block of Santa Street. This is a picture the Fayetteville Police Department just shared with us. It's a somewhat of a suspicious death investigation that's happening behind that home again in the 2000 block of Santa Street. Police got a call and responded around 5:45 this morning. They found a man's body behind this residence there on Santa Street. No word yet on the man's identity or how he died. Of course, this is a developing story that we will continue to track and monitor and bring you any updates here in the WRA Live Center.
All right, thanks, Ken. More breaking news. A Raleigh neighborhood is completely blocked off right now after a tree crashed onto the street and several cars. This is all happening on Fiesta Way, that is just off of Falls of Neuse. Michael Grace was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Yeah, you can see that tree right across the street. And what we know so far is it took out power for 9 homes. Take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You can see debris everywhere, possibly some minor damage to that car as well. So they've got chainsaws out here and they've been cutting up bits of that tree, trying to get everything cleaned up. Duke Energy also out here with multiple trucks trying to restore power for those 9 homes. But they expect this cleanup to take hours. So definitely going to want to avoid this area if this is part of your normal commute. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also, we're following more breaking news out of Fayetteville. A woman is found shot to death at a gas station, and she wasn't the only one hit. Police responded to the Valero on Bragg Boulevard. WRAL's Laura Levine was at that scene and tells us that officers had been there since 1:30 this morning.
Fayetteville police have identified the name of the victim as 19-year-old Danielle Gocher from Hope Mills. This is where it all played out here behind me. Police say Gocher was shot and killed in this parking lot of the Valero gas station on Bragg Boulevard. Take a look at this video where you can really see the large police response as investigators collected evidence and the entire area was blocked off. Police say they got the shots fired call on Bragg Boulevard around 1:30 this morning. When they arrived, they found her suffering from gunshot wounds. She died at the scene. Another victim showed up at a nearby hospital. He has non-life-threatening injuries from the shooting. In this video, you can also see officers surrounding a car on the scene. That car was later towed away. At this time, it's unclear what that car's involvement is in this case or if the two were inside the car when this happened. We are also working to learn what led up to the shooting or if police have any suspects in custody. Police say this does not appear to be a random shooting. Laura Levine, WRL News in Fayetteville.
This morning, a man who opened fire on police officers is in the hospital. We're working to confirm his name, injuries, and exactly what unfolded in a Fayetteville neighborhood where the exterior of a house is torn away.
Back door! Back door! Back door!
A Ring camera captured part of a 12-hour standoff in the Lac La Mande neighborhood of Fayetteville. Neighbors say this all started back on July 4th when the man barricaded himself inside a home and started shooting at other homes. So far, police have only shared what happened on Saturday night into Sunday morning. They say the man fired shots at them and hit two armored vehicles. The exterior wall of the house he was in is destroyed. It's unclear what caused that damage. Police say the man was hurt during the standoff and was taken to the hospital. A neighbor who did not want to go on camera says this has her worried about her safety.
Rescue crews across the Northeast are working to bring people to safety after torrential downpours caused widespread flooding that you see in these images here. They're from Connecticut. This is where firefighters saved at least half a dozen people whose cars got stuck in the fast rising waters yesterday. In Pennsylvania, meantime, the search is growing for a 2-year-old girl and her 9-month-old brother who were swept away by floodwaters on Saturday. Their mother and 4 other people died in the flooding. Their father and another young sibling managed to make it to safety. The National Weather Service says most flood deaths happen in cars and urge you to never drive on flooded roads. And severe weather is causing problems for people who are trying to travel nationwide. Essentially, this is a live look right now at RDU International. Flights are trying to get back to normal today after a chaotic day yesterday. Right now, we're seeing about 30 delays and at least one cancellation. More than 150 flights out of the airport were delayed or canceled last night, and many of them were headed to the Northeast.
You may have just one more chance tonight to weigh in on a plan to manage growth in Johnston County for years to come. County commissioners are holding a public hearing before they vote on their Envision 2040 land use plan. The goal is to make sure the county's land is used appropriately while protecting natural and cultural resources. Johnston County is one of the fastest growing communities in the state. Tonight's meeting is at 6 o'clock at the Ag Center Auditorium in Smithfield. Well, productions in Hollywood are at a standstill as the actor's strike enters its first full week today. Actors join writers on the picket line over the weekend after voting to strike last week. It's the first time actors and writers have gone on strike at the same time in more than 60 years. Performers, including Margaret Cho, say it's important for the industry that they stand up and get what they deserve.
We need these residuals. We need to be able to make a living wage. And this is something that I think people who are not in the entertainment industry don't understand. They look at the movie stars and they think, oh, they have so much money. That's not the case.
More than 65,000 members of the Actors Union are on strike. They join more than 11,000 writers who walked off the job back in May.
Two big jackpots are nearing a record after going months without a winner. Tonight, you could end that streak. The Powerball jackpot is now at $900 million, the third largest in the game's history. No one matched all the numbers in Saturday's drawing. If you win tonight, you take home the cash value. It'd be just over $465 million. You can watch that drawing live on WRAL. And can't really forget about the Mega Millions jackpot either. Nothing to sneeze at. $640 million in that one. No one has matched all those numbers since April. The next drawing is tomorrow night. Again, that's live on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news.
78 years ago, a group of scientists in the New Mexico desert tested the first nuclear bomb.
We knew the world would not be the same.
Coming up, a look at how this experiment changed the world ahead of the premiere of Oppenheimer this Friday.
And if you're dealing with a cough or a runny nose, you are certainly not alone. Coming up, why health experts say summer colds are on the rise.
And this is a live look outside in Lewisburg. We are not getting any relief from the heat. It is feeling steamy out there. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center next.
.843 is the time right now as you take a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network. This is down at Southern Pines, the Longleaf Golf and Family Club. We usually have that aimed right down the ninth fairway. We spun it around there, get some of that driving range action there where there's not too much action. Saving all their energy for out on the course because it's hot. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Several more looks here, and the heat is on.
It is. We take a live look here at Rocky Mount, and you can see Rocky Mount Mills. A little bit of a glow on the water tower there, but we do have some cloud cover out there across most of the viewing area. Those clouds are bringing us a little filtered sunshine, but it is keeping us from heating up quite as quickly as we might otherwise. We're still sitting at 70 degrees here at 845, which is nice to see. Our dew point's at 68, so it's definitely muggy out there, and we'll likely climb on up into the low 90s for highs this afternoon. Around town, likely around 93 in Raleigh, 92 in Durham, and 93 in Fayetteville. Currently, we're sitting at steamy, and we'll likely stay here. We might briefly this afternoon drop it down to tolerable, but it's not going to be something that you really notice a great deal. What you'll notice, though, is that when we do move back into tropical, it's going to feel extra sticky, and we can watch that happen right here on this particular map. This shows our available moisture, or the humidity in the atmosphere. The light green means that it's not too oppressive, but watch the darker greens start to fill in a little bit tomorrow. That's 4 o'clock, but then definitely Wednesday into Thursday, we get into a lot of deep tropical moisture, which is going to feel sticky and oppressive and just not very comfortable. It'll also bump up our heat index. So 97 for today, then 102 Tuesday, 101 Wednesday, but 106 on Thursday, and 105 is typically the threshold at which we see a heat advisory. So we'll be watching Thursday closely to see if the Weather Service issues a heat advisory, if it still looks like we're going to make it up above 105. It's been a hot July so far. We've had 13 out of 17 days at 90 degrees or hotter, and the average for July is 15. So we typically see about half of the month with temperatures over 90. Well, that's definitely not the case this July. The 9th, 10th, and the 14th were the only days that we saw highs in the 80s. Now, of course, we're talking about 90 degree days. That 88 on Friday, you remember Friday, we had a lot of rain, heavy rain. We had some flooding, and we still had a high of 88 degrees. So it's still pretty warm, even with all that rain. Currently, the biggest heat across the country is in the western side of the country. We are looking at some warm conditions for us now through Wednesday and Thursday. And then we start to see some changes over the weekend. We'll likely have temperatures above normal starting tomorrow all the way through Thursday or Friday. But this low will begin to drop southward. That's going to be a dip in the jet stream that allows a little bit of that cooler air from Canada to sink through. It's not going to be a huge change, but we do have the potential for below normal temperatures starting, say, Saturday all the way through the middle of next week. Now, below normal temperatures could just be, 90 degrees, 89 degrees, and that's kind of what we see. So Saturday, it's 89, 88 on Sunday. Our normal high right now is 91. So anything under 91 qualifies as below normal. But anyway, it'll be nice to have some highs in the 80s for the weekend. In the meantime, especially Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll be dealing with a few scattered storms and pretty hot conditions.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center, Iran's Morality Police is set to resume those patrols enforcing the dress code in terms of what women can wear in public there in Iran. This is a picture from a newspaper posted just in the last hour or so. It requires women to cover their hair and wear loose clothing. Now, this comes 10 months after mass protests following the death of a woman who was arrested for improperly wearing her hijab. The 22-year-old was detained by force last September and died in a hospital a few days later. So after that incident, the morality patrols were paused, but now they're set to resume.
The man accused of carrying out a mass shooting near Atlanta is dead after a shootout with law enforcement. Officers say Andre Longmore died during the standoff yesterday in Jonesboro, that is south of Atlanta. Two police officers and one deputy were hurt in the shootout. They are expected to survive. They had tracked down Longmore after he was accused of killing four people in the same small neighborhood on Saturday. Investigators have not released a motive. They say Longmore was not related to the victims.
A man is dead this morning after a motorcycle crash in Fayetteville. This happened on Rayford Road and Two Bale Lane just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say two motorcycles were weaving in and out of traffic when one of them crashed into the back of a pickup truck that was stopped at a light. Luther Tyner died in the crash. We're told Shanna Throckmorton was a passenger on the bike and was taken to the hospital. The other motorcyclist ran off the road and was not hurt.
A popular spot in Raleigh needs repairs this morning after an SUV crashed right into it. You can see the damage to My Way Tavern on St. Mary Street. It happened last night. Luckily, nobody was hurt, and police have not said what led to the crash. We did see officers putting a woman in handcuffs at the scene. We've reached out to investigators for more information. And Sunday marked 78 years since a group of scientists in the New Mexico desert tested the first nuclear bomb, an experiment that would change the course of history. And now a new movie, Oppenheimer, brings those events to life. Gadi Schwartz joins us with more on that moment and how we're still grappling with the fallout today.
The dawn of the nuclear age began 78 years ago with a flash of a man-made sun rising over the New Mexico desert. It was perhaps the most consequential and dangerous scientific experiment of all time, and the man who led it was Robert Oppenheimer.
If it was needed to put an end to the war and had a chance of so doing, we thought that was the right thing to do.
The events of that day, now the centerpiece of the new Christopher Nolan film, Oppenheimer.
The world will remember this day.
The movie recreating the top-secret nuclear bomb test in Los Alamos, New Mexico, on July 16, 1945.
Are we saying there's a chance that when we push that button, we destroy the world?
Chances are near zero.
Near zero.
There were 100 things that could be done wrong, any one of which, as far as we knew, and we knew pretty much, could make the test a failure.
But the test was a success. In its aftermath, scientists say the ground at Ground Zero turned to glass by the heat of the explosion, and the Earth sunk by 9 feet.
We knew the world would not be the same.
Then just 3 weeks later, the next time the bomb was used was on Hiroshima, then Nagasaki, forcing the Japanese to surrender and changing the world forever.
I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds."
Wow, that was Gadi Schwartz reporting. Oppenheimer comes out in theaters this Friday.
We have breaking news to tell you within the last 10 minutes. We have learned that a woman died after a stabbing overnight in Raleigh. This happened just before midnight. We've been reporting this scene on Laodicea Drive. It's in the southeast part of the city. When officers got on that scene, they found 58-year-old Wanda Anderson with stab wounds. She was pronounced dead there. Police have charged 75-year-old Ralph Pope Jr. with her murder. They believe the stabbing happened after an altercation between Pope and Anderson. If you've had a cold recently, you're not alone. Summer colds are on the rise at a rate we haven't seen in years. Doctors say the rise in colds is happening because people are moving further away from the safety measures they took during the pandemic. They say people are being less vigilant about washing their hands, and with few people wearing masks, more viruses are spreading. If you have a cold or want to avoid one, they say those are the steps you need to take.
For colds, make sure you hand wash. You know, up to you if you would like to wear your mask or not.
Experts also say the pandemic disrupted the seasonal pattern for respiratory viruses, making new waves more difficult to predict.
The king of soccer is officially here in America. Inter Miami FC welcomed Lionel Messi to the team last night. There was a special ceremony at the stadium in Fort Lauderdale. David Beckham was on hand to greet one of the best players in the history of the sport. The deal between Messi and Miami will keep him on the team through the 2025 season. The club's owner says Messi will earn between $50 and $60 million per year. If you'd like to see Messi in action, he'll be playing in Charlotte in October. Charlotte FC is set to host Miami on October 21st at Bank of America Stadium.
That'll be a hot ticket.
Yes.
Town of Wake Forest will share more details today about its plan for a new park. The town is hosting a community meeting today at the Wake Forest Senior Center. Officials want to put up a skate park, a BMX track, and a fitness court on East Holding Avenue near the Senior Center. Town officials will take questions during the meeting, which gets started at 11 o'clock this morning. There's a new name on Wimbledon's Wall of Champions. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain won the men's singles at the tournament, beating Novak Djokovic in the final on center court. He becomes the first player other than Djokovic, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, or Andy Murray to win the title in more than 20 years.
It's a big week for soccer fans in the Triangle. Two top teams, including one owned by Ryan Reynolds, will face off in Chapel Hill. The Chelsea Wrexham FC Series exhibition draws the two squads together for the first time since 1984. They'll play at Keenan Stadium on Wednesday night. Wrexham, which is owned by Ryan Reynolds, competed at the soccer tournament in Kerry just a couple months ago. You can learn more about this week's game on WRLSportsFan.com.
And before we head to break, we have a look at your lottery numbers here on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic straight ahead.